Thank you this evening. We are grateful unto you for bringing us back to your house to fellowship and your word. Thank you very much, Lord, for the blessings we received in the services on Sunday. We are grateful unto you for we are still feasting in the same. We appreciate you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you for your cares over every one of us, workers, businessmen and women, students, to school, to their place of work, to their place of business. Thank you for your protections over your people. Thank you very much for frustrating every wicked plans of the enemy. Thank you because your angel is always there and come around and about them that fear you, and you always deliver them. Thank you for your promises that are true, and they are yea and amen. We have come again this evening. May you further your kingdom in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may you help us, O Lord, in this service tonight. Bless this short word of exhortation. Take me as a man out of the way. O Lord, I pray that you hide me under the cross and hide your people under the blood. Dear Father, may your name be glorified, Lord. Speak, Heavenly Father. May you steer our faith, O Lord. We pray for more rapturing faith in our heart. Strengthen the feeble ones. May the weak be able to say, I am strong. Heal the sick and the afflicted. May the captives be set free. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Have your way, Father. Glorify your name. Be with your servant over there in Bakatani. Bring him back home safely to us. Bless the carrying of the saints across the nation and other lands, O Lord our God. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us all together. Blessed be your name, Lord. There are others on their way coming. May you hasten their footsteps down safely. We worship and adore your name. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, Savior divine. Now hear me why I pray, take all my sin away.
Certainty. Praise the Lord. We are grateful unto God for coming to church again this evening. Let's rise up on our feet. Let's turn in our books to the in our Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. We are going to read one verse. That is verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to our heart this evening. Shall please be seated. By the grace of God this evening, we are still in on our sermon. We have not yet got into our main character. But you have spoken about Abraham, about Moses, about Job, about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and about Daniel. That the word of God was their comfort in their own time. Amen. So we are still on a sermon. God keeps his word. Praise the Lord. We just want to take another portion this evening from the same sermon, God keeps his word. Read this to us. I still want to remind us about this paragraph here. It treats my heart so much. That's God keeps his word, 580328, please. 80328. That's where we are. But I want to still remind us of this one. This quote here. Before we go into this, within this short time before us. Are you there? Paragraph 12. Thank you. There is one thing that we can surely rest upon. That is that God keeps every word of his words. That God keeps everyone of his words. He watches over them day and night to perform them. And every promise that he made is true. Knowing fully well that God does not talk foolishly like you and me. God says what he means, and he means what he says. And heaven and earth will pass away. One jot of God's word will never pass away unfulfilled. And that gives us such a blessed hope. When we know that what we read out of the word, God, the all-sufficient one, will keep that word. Not one jot or one title shall fail. What a perfect assurance as we read where others have taken him at his word. And to see that sometimes it looks very critical. It looks like sometimes that it is going to fail, but it just don't fail. Heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will never pass away unfulfilled. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, from the scripture we read, when we say now, we are starting tonight, that is page 10, please, B, part B of it. Just go to where it says, and now we are starting tonight. Sorry. That's 570306. 570306. God keeps his word. And now we are starting tonight on two or three nights. If the Lord permits on God keeps his word. Again. Alright, thank you. He has got to keep his word. In order to be God, he has to stand behind everything he said in his word. And that's exactly where my faith rests, is upon the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. Now, our text starts off tonight with a covenant people way down in Egypt. Yet, they were in there waiting on the word of God, which had been spoken by through Abraham, that there his seed would sojourn in this strange land for 400 years. Amen. But in such a long way, the people have got away from the real meaning and wasn't looking for the day to come. God help us. Another thing, we could say they weren't looking for it in the way that it did come. May God help us. You see, God has his own way of doing his own thing. Because God ever remains God. He cannot fail. In the way you don't expect it, in the way I don't expect it, that is the way God does his own thing. But if it's God that has spoken, and we know it's God that has spoken, he will do it in his own way, at his own appointed time. Hallelujah. And that is what is the matter with us today. We got our mind set up on the way God has got to do things. Just the way we think he's going to do it. And usually, we are wrong. God promised he would deliver them. Amen. And when a little boy was born down there, in a poor peasant home, little could they ever think that that was the emancipator of Israel. But it was. Amen. We know when Moses was born, there was persecution. And there was a decree that all the male children of the Israelites should be killed. Because the Pharaoh that came in after Joseph didn't know Joseph. And God was working. Because God's work can never fail. And when Moses was born, at this time of persecution, when they were killing all the little children of the Hebrew people, Moses was born, and the Bible made us to know that the parents of Moses didn't, by faith, they didn't fear the decree of Pharaoh. Though they kept him within 3 months. But when they could not keep him again, they made a little ark, put him there, and went and threw him, casting at, just near the brook of Nile River. And Miriam was there watching. And God directed that ark by the angel of the Lord. Like that, to where Pharaoh's daughter came that morning to take a bath. And when she came in there, she sighted the ark. And then one of the soldiers went around and picked the ark. And Moses was crying, when? And then this daughter of Pharaoh had compassion on Moses. Why didn't she say, oh, you being yourself cut into two? She wouldn't have done it. Because God was in it all. Because God has to scare away all the crocodiles from that ark. And when she opened the ark, and the baby was crying, he said, this is one of the babies of the evil children. That my wicked father has decreed that they should kill all of them. He's not going to kill this one. I'm going to take this one as my child. Suddenly, Miriam appeared. Do you want me to go and call you a Hebrew woman that can take care of your baby for you? Why didn't she ask her, who are you? What are you doing here? God was in it all. God was working. May God help us. And she went and called Moses' mother. And when she came in, before she got there, she has already given her the password for that day. So that when you enter the first gate, this is what you are going to say. When you get the gate open for you, when you get to the second gate before the palace, this is what you are going to say. Passcode. And she entered in with the mother. And they welcome her. Take this baby, go and nurse her for me. I'm going to give you your wages. That's what the woman made us to know. That is the first mother that was to take care of her baby with salary. God was working. And then take this baby, go and nurse him for me. And then she closed the door, she went away. But the Bible said, she kissed her baby. And said, she thought you are his child. God help us. So, Moses was born. The people of the Jews, the Hebrew people, they could not recognize that that was their emancipator. Moses was trained from nursery school, primary school, free education all throughout to university level and became a soldier, a professor, that he could even teach the Egyptians their own language. Praise the Lord. He was so intelligent. So when that a time came now, while the mother of Moses was teaching him that look through the window, see those people there, the way they are being maltreated, those are the people you belong to. You are born for this purpose. One day you are going to be their deliverer. This thing was entry to the heart of Moses. So when he grew to the age of Akatabi, which was the age of 40, he went out one day To spare his people, the Bible says. And along the way, he saw that, you know, an Egyptian was maltreating a Hebrew man. He looked this way, the Bible said, look that way. And he just being a military man, and he knew the work of God to give the man once, and he fell down. And he looked this way, looked that way, just gave him the upper court, the man fell down. He, with his own hand, as a military man, he knew how to do it. He just got the ground, buried it, and that was the end. He thought everybody has forgotten about it. The following day, he came back now to visit his people. And he saw two Hebrews fighting. And he said, oh, you are brethren, sirs. You are not to be maltreating one another. The Bible said, the one that was wrong said, who made you a judge and a ruler over us? You want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Moses has to run away. For 140 years, because why? Let's read the book. And when the time came for them to be delivered, Israel failed to recognize their leader to bring them out. But the Bible said, another Samuel said, God was ready. His prophet was ready. But the children of Israel were not ready. May God help us, church. What did he take? He took 40 years more before God could ever get the church in condition to take them out. Let's go to 13, please. 13. Praise the Lord. Right. Now, after 40 years, finally, God got them all together, and they recognized this prophet Moses, who went down there with the war. At the beginning, the first time, he thought he could do it intellectually, by his own strength, by his own intellectual mind. But the education he has been taught. But that is not the will of God. When he killed one man, he failed. But God was working. But the people, the Hebrew people, they are forgotten. But God hasn't forgotten. And Moses ran away for 40 years. And he was taking care of the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. But the man said, Moses has not forgotten the burden of the people of God. But God has not forgotten. Remember, a man may forget. He may forget, I may forget. But God will never forget. Because God is a covenant-keeping God. Praise be to God. So he went down there with the war. And on their road now, coming out of Egypt, following, they came to a place, looked like a halt or a standstill. He went there with the word of God in signs and wonders and miracles. Somewhere he almost destroyed Egypt and nobody could talk about that one. Hallelujah. Because God was in it all. Praise the Lord. And when he wrought those signs and wonders, he brought them out. And when he brought them out now, and he came to the knowledge of Pharaoh that the people are done, then he began to wonder, why should we let the people go from serving us? Then he summoned his people together. What we said, he prepared 600 chosen chariots. Another chariot, all the chariots of Israel, of Egypt, rather. And then he put captive over each one of them. And they went and pursued after the Hebrew people. God's covenanted people. And God told Moses, said, look, I'm going to harden the heart of Pharaoh again. As he did before he sent him out. That Lord, make sure that you perform all these miracles. And I'm going to harden the heart of Pharaoh. And he did. Each time Pharaoh wanted to repent, God will harden his heart. This time around now, he said, I'm going to harden the heart of Pharaoh. He will pursue them. And he will say, oh, the wilderness has already shut them in. There's no way for them to go. And when we said they could have gone through the way of the Philistines, because that one was shorter to the promised land. But because of war, let them begin to be fearful. So that they will not return back and repent and go back to Egypt. God threw them through the way of the Red Sea. Oh, hallelujah. God's path led through the Red Sea. And when they got when this happened, and when they were going now, Pharaoh and his army, they were pursuing. We all know the story. And that's why the woman said here, they got a standstill or a place of halt where it seemed that they could not go anywhere again. But God was in it all. Hallelujah. And after they've done, they have seen the glory of God down in Egypt with signs and wonders that God had done. When they saw the pressing time come, when the Red Sea had them cut off, the desert had them cut off, and Pharaoh's army just behind them, what an hour. Hallelujah. And they cried unto God in fear. They cried unto God in unbelief. And they told Moses, are there no graves in Egypt? This is what he told you. What they tell him. The Bible made us to know that when he performed those signs and wonders before the elders of Israel, and they believed, what did they tell him? That is the problem with human beings. May God help you and myself, my brother and my sister. What did they tell him? Are there no graves in Egypt? And the Bible says, because of this now, they believe and they worship God. But when trouble comes now, they said, this is what we told you. Are there no graves in Egypt? God knew they are not going to perish in Egypt. He said, I will bring them out. And when the time came now, and they failed to recognize the emancipator, God put them there for 140 years. Because they failed to recognize the one that he has sent to deliver them. May God help you, may God help you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Moses said, why cry? He said, why? He told them, stand still. And you are going to see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. These Egyptians, whom you see today, you are going to see them no more forever. We are speaking on God keeps his word. Just follow me. Praise the Lord. But God seems to take pleasure in getting his people in such a position. It is strange how God leads his children. Amen. Like the poor, we used to see. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through deep trials, but all through the blood of Jesus. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a son. In every situation, brothers and sisters, God still gives a son. Glory to God. God has a way leading his children so odd and peculiar. And now, and how strange, a newborn come up out of this great wilderness of sin and were led right up here and cut off. Why seemingly that all nature mourned for them? Oh my. But God was in it all. Hallelujah. May God help us, church. But God's path happened to lead through the Red Sea. Amen. And how beautiful to notice just in that crucial hour. Oh, I love God for that. How God waits to the very crucial moment. But he can speak and think hip hop according to his word. He had promised them to take them to the promised land. And he is obligated to his word. That great, that crucial moment, how easy it was for God to figure it out. He just took the pillar of fire and moved it over in between the Egyptians and the Israelites. And the Egyptians coming, and it was light to Israel and dark to them. Our God is great. When they came out, he led them in the daytime in the pillar of cloud. And in the night, that cloud became light. Giving them light in the night. Oh my. That is the same God we are serving today. He has not yet changed. And he will never change. But when the enemy pursue, oh hallelujah. Who can fight God and win? Nobody. God ever is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nobody can fight God and win. I am taking them out of a promised land. They are my people. God watches over his own, my brother, my sister. May God help you. May God help you. In the hour of need, in the hour of being pressed on the wall, when he sees that there is no more hope, God is still on the scene. He can't fail. He did not fail the people of old. He did not fail you. He will not fail me, my brother, my sister. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Listen to the Bible here. Now that is what is coming to now. My brother, it is coming a place that those who reject Christ is becoming like darkness to them. To those who accept it, it is becoming light to them. We are living that day just before crossing. And did you notice how easy it was for the Creator, God, to send down a strong east wind and just divide the Red Sea and take his people, his children across? Oh, the Red Sea, God cared. And just what he said, oh, because God's path led through the middle of it. That is the way God does things. Amen. That's why the prophet has to tell you and me that one writer wrote and said, the Red Sea was standing as a hindrance to the people of God. You know the mind of Pharaoh. But the man made us turn in and rush him. He wanted to have a mass killing of the children of Israel. That he wanted just have a to massacre them. After he has massacred them, then he will go back to Egypt and bring in katakata and pack them all into the Red Sea. But God has promised. Right from Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. I am taking you out of this land of Egypt and taking you to a good and a large land. A land that is flowing with milk and honey. The land of the Canaanites. The land of the Jebusites. The land of the Hivites. The land of the Moabites. And all the high lands. I'm taking you there. God has never failed. And he will not fail. My brother, my sister, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. These people who are keeping his word, walking in the light, moving on, following God's commands, everything just opened up before them. Hallelujah. God bless the song leader. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us look at the stanza was sung this evening. Leave it there. God bless you, my brother. We thank God. These songs, they are so inspired. They are so anointed. Hundreds of years. When it was composed, our prophets sang it. Believers of old sang it. And we are singing it today. It's becoming more meaningful to us. Becoming more reality unto us. Look at verse 3. Stanza 3, brother. 1:1:3. Psalm 1:1:3. As you say, you know where I'm going. Alright. When your enemies are saved, and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answer prayer. Don't forget, brother. Don't forget, sister. I will not forget. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. May our heart never fail. Like their heart failed when they saw Pharaoh coming. They have forgotten all that God did. All the signs and wonders. How he turned their waters into wine. Into blood. How he brought darkness for 3 days. Nobody could move. Poo-poo on the same spot. Wee-wee on the same spot. To go to kitchen. Who is going to cook? Why? Plagues upon plagues. Frogs, even upon the bed of Pharaoh and his servants. Whether poor or great, our God is still the same. I send flies. Oh man. But they easily forget. May God help you and me. Don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and will lead you through. And we lead you safely through. As long as God is in the lead, all is well with you, my brother. All is well with you, my sister. Let nothing bother us. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, may God bless our soul. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there. Advisor said last week, we don't need to pack it again. No, sir. Leave it there. And leave it there. He takes control. Whatever we bring before him, leave it there. When we pray, we must believe God for our prayers. Oh my, oh my. Is he healer today? Is he healed today? And there is no incurable disease. As long as we are following God, he's in the lead. He's in the lead and we are following. Let's keep following. Let's not look back. May God help us. Everything just open up for them. And if you want things to open up, take God at his word and start moving forward. You hear the prophet? We are reading it. If you want things to happen, to open up, take God at his word and start moving forward. What is your need? Brothers and sisters, let me say this tonight. There is no dark, there is no witches, there is no wizard, there is no juju, there is no incantation, there is no babalawo that can hinder your blessing. You must take God at his word. Because why? God keeps his word. Jabez, he knew that he was a pedigree seed of Abraham. When he looked at his condition, he said, oh Lord, oh God, enlarge my coast. The God that enlarged the coast of Jabez, he can still enlarge your coast today. Brothers and sisters, let us be positive. Let us not be negative. Look, look, look. All your doctrines, all your beliefs, anything from denomination, but the man said, drop them and beg them, bury them outside before you come in here. There is deliverance here, and there is power in the spoken word. And it is this one that interprets this. Like I was telling the brethren over there, Abakata, he said, look, there is only one man today upon the face of the earth that all authority to interpret the scriptures from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Revelation chapter 22, verse 22. And that man's name is William Abraham. May God help you, may God help me. Let us take God at his word. He's not a failure. You are a failure. Man may fail you. Anybody can fail you. Your friend can fail you. Any evil minister can fail you. But God can never fail you. Do you believe that? God help us, church. He promised to give the Holy Ghost. The problem is not with God. The problem is not with the word of God. The problem is with you. May God help you, brother. May God help you, my sisters. God bless our souls. God keeps his word. So, if you want, alright. And if you want things to happen, to open up, take God at his word and start moving on, moving forward. It is marching or it is forward ever, backward never. That is to a child of God. The promise of God is not for make believers. It's not for unbelievers. It is for real, genuine believers. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. Leave it there. Leave it there. When your enemies are saved, and you think, you know, old age is stealing on, is the ancient of days. There is no old age in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's take God at his word. God still is today. No matter the condition you are, bear with me a little. My sister, God heals your eyes. Before I made my journey last September to Awuchi and the federal capital, I went to a wedding in London of a minister's daughter. And I forgot my glasses in the hotel because I read through the night. And after we prayed with the other minister that we stayed together, I didn't know I put it under the pillow. We left the place. But my case was in my hand. I thought something was in there. It was when we got there now. It was when I returned back home. I have to call and say, please, so my glasses, so I left it, I forgot it in the hotel. And then they went immediately. They brought it. They asked me to come and pick it. I said, how can I waste my money because of glasses? I said, I will go and get another one. I said, let them give them to the pastor of Lokoja. I will collect it in Lokoja. So I went to an ophthalmologist. Then he prescribed another one for me. The thing, it was blurring. I couldn't read very well. So what's up? I went back the following day. The man said, I should come out. So I should read those things. I said, I cannot read anything far distance. Say, well, he said, you have cataract and a glaucoma. I said, God forbid it. I said, cataract and glaucoma is not for me. I came home. The former one, I could not read. The one I used to go out with, I could not read. I was just managing myself. I took it with me to Auchi. But by the mercy and grace of God, before I go to Abuja, how it happened, I cannot tell. I only find out to know I was reading my Bible clear. Except where there's no light. Or if the light is not clear enough, I will use torchlight. But I can read clearly. That is the God we are serving. Just bear with me a little. My testimony may not mean nothing to you, but I know what I'm. I only bring this one here just for bringing sake. Our God is good, you know. If you tell Satan that Jesus gave me these two eyes, I'm going to use my eyes to see the glory of God. I'm not going to use my head to look at pretty things, but to look to see the glory of God. God will do something. What is your disease? What is your infirmity? Take God at his word. Peter took Jesus at his word. Amen. Master, Rabbi, we have toiled all night. We are professional fishermen. We are not novices. We are not apprentices. Our papa taught us right from our youth. And we grow into this thing. We've toiled all night. We know when the fish go to sleep. Or when they eat and then they go to rest. Their belly. We know when they go to school. So, we have not caught anything. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Because Jesus said, Peter, it was so fortunate that it was the boat of Peter that Jesus borrowed. So when he finished preaching, okay, you have done something for me now. Let me do you something. Baba said, there is nothing you do for Jesus. You not receive the word. May God help you. May God help you. Nevertheless, at your word. But the man said, if there were no fish there, the Creator has spoken. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Fish must be there. The same place they toil all night. He said, you know what it is now? It's discouraging. As a fisherman, that's your profession now. Papa, Yahweh, now. But Jehovah was there. Amen. That's the God we are serving, you know. It's not a failure, brothers and sisters. And when they threw their nets, they caught a lot. And they have to beckon to their brethren. John, James, come and help us. So much that their net break. And when he packed this thing, when he went to the shore, he left all. And he went to him. Depart from me, O Lord. I'm a sinful man. Just said, don't worry. From henceforth, I'm going to make you a fisher of man. Amen. God keeps his word. Let's find grace in the sight of God to take God at his word. Let us not be negative. My business is not this. It may not be like you expected it. God is working, you know. He will make a way for you. If he prosper others, he can prosper you too. Amen. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's an unchanging God. And his ways are past finding out. Look at the widow woman. That the debtor, the creditor, wanted to take the two sons. The husband had died. She recognized that there was a prophet in the land. Elisha by name. She did not go to any priest. She recognized the man of God in the land. Man of God! This is the case, oh. The gratitude, I wanted to take my two sons, oh. What do you want me to do for you? What do you have at all? I don't have your... May have nothing at all. Only a little cruse of oil. Okay. Send your sons. Go and hire vessels. Not small, but plenty. But the man said, we should ask big things from God. You ask big things from God, and the biggest thing you can ask from God is not money. It's not motto. It's not houses, but Holy Ghost baptism. Ask big things. That is the biggest thing. Because that one, every other thing will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. Money will go. Car will go. House will go. But the word of God lives eternal. So she went now upon the word of the prophet of the living God. Because the prophet of God, as his representative, has spoken. Shut yourself inside with your sons. Point into this. One after the other, one after the other. And all the vessels that he brought, not small, but plenty of filler. She was not just selfish. She went back to the prophet. Sir, this is it. Okay, go and say. Pay your credit. Eat with your sons. Our God is the same. May God help you. May God help you. God keeps his word. Let us pray. What's your need tonight, brothers? What's your need tonight, sisters? We need God. We need God. When your enemies are saved and your heart begins to fail, brothers and sisters, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayers. He will make a way for you. He will go with you through to the end. Yes, sir. That same God we are serving today, unchangeable God. We are here to pray. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I don't know what body you bring here to church this evening. You did not bring your body to man. This request is not written to man, it is written to Jesus Christ. Eleti bayo baroye. His ears are always open to the cry of his children. God, the creator of heaven and earth, can you imagine creation standing in the presence of God's people? Then God look upon the rest through the pillar of fire, oh my, with an angry eye. And the rest is God's care. Your enemy will scare because of you. They will be confused because of you. Brothers and sisters, our prophet made us to know that God always makes a way where there is no way. He made a way through the wilderness. He made a way through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we are serving. The unfailing God and unfailing word of promise. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Leave it there, my brother, this night. Leave it there, my sister, this night. When your enemy are saved and your heart begin to fail, remember, my brother, God in heaven answers prayers. He will make a way for you. He will go with you through to the end. The same yesterday, today, and forever. What are you passing through? What is that trial? What is that source of life? He's here tonight, my brother, my sister. Our problem sometimes is time. Sight. Look beyond those things. Like Caleb and Joshua did. Caleb said, brothers, sisters, we are well able. Brothers and sisters, tonight, we are well able. God's promises are true. They are yea and they are amen. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and shall be opened. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, he shall be opened. May our faith be stirred this evening. One more time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. God keeps his word. Taking God at his word. We cannot go to suffer in the midst of plenty. Whether spiritually speaking, whether physically speaking, whether financially speaking, God is not a partial God. God is not a respecter of persons. He remains the same, unchangeable. I believe people are here at the altar. You are there on your feet with one in or the other in your heart. I want to ask sincerely, humbly request the pastor to come and commit us unto God.
Our Father, we thank you because you are our Father. The greatest privilege man ever had on earth is to be called by your name. It's not every human being on the surface of the earth that can address you as Father. We thank you for your calling, your election, your predestinated plan, your foreknowledge concerning each and every one of us. It is the same that led you to write our names in the last book of life before the foundation of the world. And there is nothing that can remove it. Father, we are very grateful. You have taught us, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Some are on the altar this evening. Some are over there raising their hands. There is no mortal, nobody in this auditorium tonight that will say he does not have a need. We are all needy. You have taught us that without you, we can do nothing. If we turn that statement around, like Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. With you, we can do all things. May our faith never fail. You said, if thou can believe, all things are possible. We said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you ask, believe. You have received it, and you shall have it. Father, whatever has brought your children to the altar, whatever has caused others to raise their hands, whatever is our needs, as we are all in this auditorium tonight, Heavenly Father, may we believe that our requests before you have been granted. May we go rejoicing. May we go in expectation for the manifestation of the answers, for they shall come. Because we know that you are God, you keep your word. The moon and the stars, you commanded them, and they still obey you till today. The sun rise from the east, set in the west, in obedience to your command. This very earth, the foundation of it, you lay it by the power of the spoken word. There were no scriptures anywhere where you asked your prophet to speak. He spoke, and the world created courage. Our master and our God, may there be testimonies. Lord, to this our prayers tonight. May there be testimonies, oh God. May our faith never shake, Lord. Thank you, Father. Sweating your servant that you have used while we leave the rest of the service into your hands. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
God bless you, church. We have plenty of requests here. Leave it down. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it down. Oh, if you trust and never doubt, they will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it. Oh, leave it down. Leave it down. Oh, leave it down. Oh, take your burden to the Lord. Souls be satisfied that we have met with our God, our Creator, our Father, our Savior, the God that answered their prayers. They let it borrow ye, hallelujah. Oh, if you trust and never doubt.
Father, we are so grateful unto you for giving us another opportunity this midweek to gather and call upon thy name. We thank you for the table that you have prepared for us, O God. We are very grateful to be among those that you have invited, your chosen people, to come and dine. You told your prophets to store the message. For the bride, we have need of it. For that is the material that you have given to the wife of Jesus Christ to make herself ready. Our Master, we thank you for the portion that we have received again tonight. Lord Jesus, we are so blessed. We appreciate it, oh Father. We pray that this blessing again tonight will be permanent in our lives. Thank you for the opportunity given to us to pray over the written requests and the existing ones. Like we have just said, Lord, we are to leave it there. We are to go believing that all is well. We have lived our bodies, our problem, our requests, our desires, our expectations at the feet of our Master, our King, my Redeemer. Lord Jesus, we be in expectation for the manifestation of the answers, and we know it will come. Because you are God, you can never fail. Whatever you promise, you are there, able to bring to manifestation. Thank you, Father. Take all of us home safely, and protect us on the byway and on the highway. Strengthen your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has left it. Lord Jesus, the tape service on Friday may be a blessing, Lord. As usual, we are looking unto you that by Sunday, when your children shall convocate again, we ask that your grace as usual will be present to minister to the needs of everyone. Thank you, Lord. Take glory, take honor for granting these petitions. We are very grateful unto you for the way the enemy had wanted to blind our brother when he was using the gas that he exploded on his face. Thank you for your divine intervention. Yeah, on the right, on the left, in the front, in the back, we can see. We know we are living in this world, where the enemy is presently having control. But we know you, that is our God. You see, have the preeminence in our lives. And whatever you decide concerning us has to be. Thank you, Father. The prophet said, if the enemy is not pursuing you, it's because he has gotten you. He will continue to pursue us. The way you have ordained it, he will never get us, Lord. Until we go in the rapture and he can't follow us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. We pray for speedy recovery for our brother Stephen, Lord. And also brother Salami. Thank you, our Master. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. Well, if you are close to Brother Stephen, just pay him a visit. We heard that he had gas explosion when he was walking. We pray that he just perfect his healing speedily. You know, sometimes that happens to people and they are deformed for life. No, but our God is always there. He has the final say about us. We know the enemy doesn't like us. There's no way he can like us because we are against him. You know, in our prayers we are against him. The prophet said, when a saint kneel down to pray, say the entire kingdom of God, of the devil, is in trouble. And that is true. He knows us and we know him. And he also knows us. And he knows our master. He knows that he's the overall boss. When he take permission to go to Job, God permitted him and told him the level he can get to. Say, don't touch his life. You can take every other thing. Finally, he find out that Job was not going the way he thought that he would go. Finally, he inspired a wife. Say, you go and tell him this. Say, tell him, are you still struggling here? Why don't you curse God and die? And that is exactly what the devil told God that Job was going to do. The prophet said, God have confidence in his children. That no matter what he allowed to pass our way, the Holy Ghost will tell us what to do and how to do it at the right time. To God be the glory. Shall we rise? Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Oh, for his mercy.
so good. You are so good.